Then you came in here and lived in Hamarchu quite a bit while you were a boy. And then you tell me, you said you were about 10 years old the first time you came over here to Cape Dorset, is that right? While you were growing up in Hamarchu, were there any people there who were carving? Do you remember the first time you saw?
During his time when he was growing up, people didn't carve to sell their carvings. They were carving for their children, like for toys.
Oh, for toys.
Like wood or tusk or things like that. They would carve for their children, for the toys to play with. But they didn't carve to sell.
Do you remember, Itanga, the first time you heard about somebody making a carving to sell? Do you remember when that was?
It was here in Cape Dorset, since it was the first time he knew that people were carving, like the Neskupi was here, and the people who were on Neskupi want some carving, so people were carving on tusk. They didn't work on stone, but they were working on tusk.
And also, when he was still a boy here in Cape Dorset, after knowing that people would carve tusk to sell to the Neskupi, and then it was the second time, seems like people would sell their carvings to the bay. I guess there were about four or five people who were doing carvings, but they didn't do it all the time. They would carve just once in a while, and then they would sell it to the bank. During that time, they didn't carve stone. they were carving tusks.
Tusks. Mm. Mm. Do you remember when you first heard about James Houston encouraging people to carve?
What year it was, but he was here in Kibdo, so when he first saw James Houston.
Was that when you were here visiting in the summer, or was that after you moved here to live, Itani?
It was in winter. He came here by doctor from the problem. That time he stayed here. I think he stayed here.